Welcome to the Philippe Matthews Show at thepmshow.tv. Named the Oprah of the Internet by Mark Victor Hansen, Philippe Matthews doesn't ask questions that are different. He simply asks questions that make a difference. The Philippe Matthews Show features entertainers, bestsellers, authors, thought leaders, change agents, and world-class experts in the field of personal, spiritual, and professional development. An internet marketing entrepreneur, Philippe is the creator of the How Movement, dedicated to teaching people how to move from the mindset of hope to the process of how. If you are ready to take your life to the next level, move from the mindset of why to the mindset of why not. Tune in right now to this latest edition of the Philippe Matthews Show and watch your life grow.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Philippe Matthews Show. We've got a phenomenal guest. As always, we're going to be talking today with Scott Kirk, who's the Executive Vice President of Grand Estates Auction. It's a phenomenal company that I believe has and is revolutionizing how real estate is being bought and sold. Absolutely incredible what this family actually has done. Scott, are you there?
I am here.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for being on the show today.
Yes, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Sure, sure. Tell me about Grand Estates and the story of how it came to be, because you guys are doing some things in real estate and have done some things in real estate that have really changed the game.
We are. We're actually doing some pretty revolutionary things in terms of real estate. Grand Estates was founded back in 1999 by my mother, Val Devine, and my sister, Stacy Kirk. And
okay.
Val is the CEO of Grand Estates, and Stacy Kirk is the president. And it came about because Val had a luxury multi-million dollar property that had been languishing on the market for some time. And there were a lack of responsiveness in the buyer market at that time for this type of a property.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than let it continue to languish on the market, you know, she had enlisted the services of top real estate brokers in the area, and there just wasn't a connection happening. There wasn't a transaction to be had from it. And ultimately, they wanted to find a way that they could create more urgency and really give buyers this opportunity, the sense of opportunity to purchase properties in an open market form.
Mm-hmm.
And they, looking at, you know, various auctions for instance, high-end wine, you've got art auctions, you've got, you know, high-end automobile auctions, you know, auctions that apply to various different types of products and services throughout, you know, the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, why can't we apply this to luxury real estate? The buyer demographics and the seller demographics overlap in many ways in the fact that you have individuals who understand markets, understand market pricing, and like the ease of being able to purchase properties at a value that they see fit. And from this first auction all the way through the last 13 years going on,
mm-hmm.
and we've been very successful in bringing buyers and sellers together in an open market forum and creating true market value in a defined period of time. And it allows sellers the ability to expose their property to a large group of people, a large group of qualified buyers, and it allows buyers the opportunity to compete openly to pay what they feel the value is. And
mm-hmm.
this is unheard of in terms of real estate because typically, you know, you see a listing price for a property and then you call the real estate agent and then they set up a showing and then you go look at it and then you go look at 30 other properties and then you sit down and kind of look and see what's in front of you, whereas this focuses attention both for the sellers and the buyers.
You know, I would assume, Scott, that a buyer of an estate that you guys are auctioning would have an even higher sense of value that they won the auction, that they won the piece of real estate, and they have a higher vested interest in it because they bid it on it and they got it, and it's really, really what they wanted. I think they would have much more of a sense of ownership, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And what buyers experience and the reason they love this process so much is because in this particular type of real estate market, it's very difficult to price properties accurately through some listing price or even appraised values, generally comparing properties that are apples and oranges. You know, it's very rare that you get the opportunity to compare two exact pieces of property. And what buyers achieve is the ability to see what the market is willing to bear, because there's never any fear of overpaying in an auction situation, because you always have some person next to you who's either willing to bid one more or one less increment than you are. And it's a very fair way for buyers to get transparency to the market, as opposed to haggling and negotiations and back and forth. The value presents itself on the part of the buyers, and so there is that pride of ownership, and there is that sense of victory at the end of an auction, because not only did you purchase something that you are going to use and enjoy and love, but you also beat out the competition. But not only that, you got at a price that you know is a fair price.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think this is absolutely incredible. You guys are geniuses. Tell me a little bit about your growing up with your family. Where are you guys from?
Well, our family originally resides from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
I've grown up in the Charlotte, North Carolina area and had traveled around and lived in various other places in my upbringing. But I call Charlotte home now.
Fantastic, fantastic. So, with this process of auctioning real estate, how do you find your properties and evaluate the estates? Talk to me, run through me the process of how you evaluate a property for auction. How do you choose?
Well, we're very, very selective about the properties that we choose to represent, because not every property, not every situation is ideal for our services.
Mm-hmm.
And we review these properties and put them through a very stringent process to determine if we feel as though this is something that is of the caliber that Grand Estates would represent. We exclusively represent luxury multimillion-dollar real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get phone calls from brokers who have listings that they'd like to partner with us on, and sellers, and we get a lot of word of mouth because of the novel things that we are doing in the market, we attract quite a bit of attention in terms of interested parties on both the buyers and sellers side,
sure,
and the real estate agents.
That would make a lot of sense. And when you're dealing with multimillion-dollar property, you're dealing with a client that is extremely shrewd and smart with the money that they have amassed to be able to qualify to be a buyer or a seller. So I would assume that it should be a very stringent process to screen not only the property, but also potential buyers.
That is correct. And, potential buyers as well as potential sellers, they see the benefits of the process as they, sit before them. But not only that, buyers must be of the qualification to participate in the auction.
Mm-hmm.
Sellers must be of the qualification to utilize this type of a service.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have very shrewd buyers and sellers and real estate professionals in the market that when they qualify these types of properties, they understand that there is some value to be had for these properties. And in an auction situation, there are sometimes buyers who are qualified to a certain point and they have a limit, and then they don't go beyond that limit. And there's other buyers that have greater qualification and can go beyond that. So people are not necessarily limited by one specific qualification,
mm-hmm,
more of though what is their qualification, their comfort to bid to a level that they know that they can perform.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I absolutely think this is fantastic. I just love this concept. This is so brilliant to me. I absolutely love it.
It is. As a matter of fact, I'm calling you from beautiful Maui, Hawaii right now.
Is that right?
Yes.
I saw that on the website. Talk to me about the property in Maui.
Yes. So we are representing a magnificent oceanfront estate located on the Kahana Napili coast on the western side of Maui, just north of Lahaina and just south of Kapalua, which is actually the same location in which they just hosted the Hyundai PGA Tournament of Champions this past weekend. This is a truly spectacular property. It's a Balinese-inspired designed estate, utilizing some of the finest materials and finishes known to man, such as Noshanite travertine, carved Indonesian stone panels used throughout the property, African mahogany, hand-carved teak wood, Indian black slate, and the list goes on and on and on. The home is absolutely magnificent. And we have a seller here who has this, you know, they have made the decision that they want this property sold on January 17th, and they are going to sell it at absolute auction, which means whatever the high bid is on that day is what the property will sell for.
That is incredible. Talk to me about that, that process. When you set a date, I mean, you know, a date is a date. That's like the, you know, the unequivocal deadline that you have to get this property, and whatever the highest bid is, that's what one must accept. What is it when you go through these auctions? I mean, what is the culture there? What is the vibration? What is the feeling? Is it very intense? Is it, you know, very relaxed? I mean, is it, you know, I've been to, you know, like Sotheby's, you know, it can be very heated at times, you know. So what is the culture like at the auction?
Well, it exactly like you said, you know, at a Sotheby's auction or a Christie's auction, there are oftentimes it's very intense, and sometimes it's very fast-paced, and sometimes the bidding slows down, and then there are lulls of action or lulls of you know, absence. You know, it's a process that's very emotional, and it creates an opportunity for buyers and sellers and their representatives, but it's actually very exciting. You know, I've been doing this full-time for about 8 years now, and I just, every single time, I never cease to be amazed at the level of excitement that we generate for these properties and just the emotions that the buyers have and the emotions that the sellers have. You know, this is a really, really fantastic way to sell real estate and do it in a defined period of time. You know, and like you said, when you set that date, that is the date in which it's going to take place. And buyers understand that, you know, if they're not there, they're going to miss out, or they don't have an opportunity. And the sellers have made the decision, that's the day I want to sell. This is the day that my property will be sold.
From taking the position of the seller, I would assume that would be just incredibly empowering to know that you know the date that the property is going to sell. There's no guessing. There's no like, oh, I wonder if it's going to, I wonder how long it's going to take. No, this is the date. That's incredible.
Yes, yes, it really is. And it's very empowering for our sellers and not only their representatives and their real estate professionals who've been working with them as well, because this allows both the real estate brokers and the sellers to create a date in which it will be done. And sometimes there, you know, properties that we've been represented have been listed with real estate professionals for months, and in very few, you know, some few cases even years. Mm-hmm. And other times we've worked with sellers whose properties have never been listed. But either way, it presents an opportunity and time value of money. And rather than continue to carry the property, rather than continue to pay the taxes and the insurance and the maintenance and the interest and, you know, all of the things that are associated in the cost of ownership for real estate, this allows them to better manage their funds, better manage mm-hmm. investments for the future. And essentially what we most simply do is we take real estate, which is traditionally a non-liquid asset, and we make it liquid, but we do so in a forum that allows buyers to come forward and sellers to come forward to achieve a fair market value. It's like a market trade in the stock market. It's the same principle.
This is absolutely incredible. I have some more questions for you, Scott. What I want to do right now is ask, what is the web address for people, buyers or sellers, that want to get more information on Grand Estates Auction? What is your web address?
Certainly. It's www.grandestatesauction.com. And also for the shorter address, it's www.g-e-a.com.
Oh, fantastic. Now, you've sold over $200 million worth of real estate yourself personally, as you've auctioned off over the years. I can only imagine what that experience and feeling is like in terms of, you must feel like a proud pop of times too, because you have a happy buyer and you have a happy seller. I mean, it's just incredible.
Absolutely. And, you know, the relationships that we develop with our clients, both buyers and sellers, you know, we as a matter of fact, my sister Stacy and I were just talking not too long ago about some of the many Christmas cards that we've received from our clients in the past. You know, the personal relationships that we develop with our clients, you know, and it's so funny that even after years and years have passed, you know, you hear a name and you can immediately draw back to the experiences that you've shared with those individuals. And, you know, we help people. And at the end of the day, we help sellers. We help buyers find their next dream home. And, you know, it's very, very satisfying.
Absolutely. You're not just in Carolina, in the Carolinas. You guys are, you know, in various different parts of the world, especially
yes.
in the country. Talk about where are you guys located, or should I say not located, but what properties do you position yourself in various different parts of the world?
Well, first of all, we have no boundaries. You know, we represent properties all over the U.S. and the Caribbean and some international selected destinations as well.
Okay.
We have offices that we maintain. Our corporate headquarters are in Charlotte, North Carolina. We also maintain offices in Vail, Colorado, Naples, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, La Jolla, California, Dallas, Texas. You know, there are representatives that we maintain all over the country. So we have a presence of everywhere.
Fantastic. I'm loving it. Here's an interesting question. Hopefully it's interesting, Scott. Are your clients affected in any way, if not personally, perhaps in terms of the value of their property or some aspect of that, are they susceptible to recession and the fluctuations of the economy, especially where we are right now in our American economy?
Absolutely. You know, and that is a very, very good question because, you know, sellers as well as buyers, everyone in between is impacted by the recession. They're impacted by the economy. They're impacted by what real estate values have done over the years. You know, so people have different opportunities that present themselves. And what this allows them to do, for instance, for our seller clients, it allows them to capitalize on those opportunities without being limited by holding real estate. And this also allows buyers opportunities to capitalize on the value that they can pick up, you know, versus real estate today, whereas it was 3 or 4 years ago. You know, so there is certainly great opportunity that exists for buyers on the buying side as well. And it's, you know, I would venture to say that, you know, we have some clients that are, you know, recession-proof, I guess, but we also have some clients that are not. And, you know, this is a great way for those individuals to do that financial planning to allow them to know when funds will become available or, you know, when, you know, for instance, a buyer will be able to purchase a property, you know, whereas maybe someone was in the market 2 or 3 years ago, whereas now is a much better opportunity for a buyer. And not only that, at an absolute auction that provides the great opportunity for the buyer to pick up a home at an exceptional value, that's, you know, the benefits of that are immeasurable.
I absolutely agree. I think this is absolutely incredible. Now, you are obviously the executive vice president of this phenomenal company. What is your role as executive VP?
My role as the executive vice president is I maintain a sales function and overseeing a sales team. I oversee all of the day-to-day operations at the corporate headquarters in Charlotte, North Carolina, and managing the media and the marketing teams, as well as our coordinating teams for the various properties that we represent. And I also take part in the strategic planning along with the other members of the board and basically do it all.
you're the one-stop, you're the go-to guy. You're the one-stop shop right there. That's awesome.
Well, in a way I am, but also, you know, each individual in our company plays an extremely important role to the success and the future of Grand Estates Auction Company. We wouldn't be anywhere where we are today without our employees, without, the direction and the vision of Val Devine and, you know, the expert salesmanship and the dedication of Stacy Kirk and, you know, her leadership abilities. We all bring something to the table, but we're a team, and we understand that, you know, to be successful, we have to be a united team, and that's because, you know, that's where we are today, essentially.
Absolutely. Now, in your industry, I would have to say you're a bit famous because you actually, not too many people get an opportunity to coin a phrase, but you have done that, Scott, with the term gallery auction.
That's correct.
What is a gallery auction? What does the phrase mean?
A gallery auction is an auction in which you are presenting multiple luxury properties in a single offering. And it's representative of the fact that you are exclusively representing high-end million-dollar-plus properties. And it's a fine representation of a gallery of what you're presenting.
That is absolutely incredible. My goodness, I'm absolutely loving this. I you guys have been around since 1999, and I just think, would you say that because of the way the economy has been going in the last, 10 years now in terms of real estate, I would assume that your business is taking on a whole nother growth spurt as it relates to the American economy right now?
We are. You know, our business has continued to grow year after year. We see incredible opportunities that lie ahead for Grand Estates Auction Company, and we're very excited about the year to come, as well as the many opportunities that lie ahead.
Well, Scott, I absolutely thank you for being with me today. I actually would love to have you come back anytime when you have a property that you want to talk about. Wherever that may be in the world, we'd love to have you on the show. We'd love to have that posted for our international audience and listeners. And is there anything else that you would like to close with about Grand Estates Auction?
Well, first I'd like to thank you, Philippe, for having me on the show. I really enjoyed it, and I appreciate the opportunity again. And I also want to drop a plug for a property that we have coming up in Scottsdale, Arizona on February 7th. It is a magnificent estate, and people who are interested can go to our website and get more information about that coming auction as well.
Give me that website again.
It's www.grandestatesauction.com. or a shortened address of www.g-e-a.com.
And do you have an 800 number?
We do. Our 800 number is 800-552-8120. Again, that's 800-552-8120.
Fantastic. Scott Kirk, you're the best of the best. I love you. I want you to come back. I want you to be a regular on the show. I love Grand Estates Auction. It is the best of the best, ladies and gentlemen. Heard it here first on the Philippe Matthews Show. Scott, take care. Enjoy your time in Maui. I'm jealous a little bit. I want to be there with you. But there will be some moments when we'll have some time and fun together. All right, my friend?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me. Take care.
All right, buddy. You take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.